The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
I blamed her. I said, like, your ass ain't cooked. But the thing was, I went to the gym. And I went there after the gym. On 22. That shit beat my ass, bro. And then in the morning on the come out, oh man, I was done. I said, I ain't even fuck with this shit no more. Oh, it's
over. Yo. You already know what it is.
You already know.
Once again, Guatan presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. Back in the building with the gang, you already know. It's your host, Holiday Hove. You know what I mean? We're gonna spin the block. We in here with the shooters.
With the mostest.
The shooters to the left, to the left.
You already know it's your favorite neighborhood cousin, Cousin Streeter in the building.
Cousin Streeter in the building, you already know.
That's my cousin.
Hilarious.
It's Keith to get you right, me and this bitch once again. With the homies. You fucking jabronis.
Late though.
First time and many times, you know, 201 up in here having
Papito.
Fun.
Papito.
You know.
You know.
No, it's your favorite neighborhood herbalist. No, you back at it again. LLZ. Forever. Fucking, we out here. We got some new shit. Coming to y'all, we hitting y'all with some new shit.
New shit.
Yo, you already know the vibes. It be your boy, the confident one, aka Casanova. You know what I mean? Got that project, confident one, coming for y'all soon. Tap in, you know what I mean? Stream that money calling on Bandcamp. And always remember, for the Guap Times, tap in, stream, subscribe, and share.
Y'all see it right at the bottom. It's on the ticker. Go follow, like, subscribe, all that shit.
Don't cost you no fucking paper.
At all.
2 seconds.
Press a button. Press the fucking button.
Press the fucking button.
It's free.
Press the damn button.
How to do,
but people. Like, every motherfucking week, we here to drop jewels. Motherfucker, put niggas on plays.
On
push
game.
Niggas, push yeah. Niggas on game. Nigga.
Right, knowledge. Game. Knowledge. Game is knowledge.
Right.
Topic of the day is.
That's all game is. Game is knowledge, and it's just in another form, man. Yeah. It's not like how we build the gods. It's game is yeah. It's like a more layman's term, but it's to help you. It's to help you.
Yeah. It's like always, you. This episode of Guap Time presents Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by.
Cocaine.
Oh shit. Ah, that's like 3.5. We do not sell cocaine.
Hey yo, it's funny because they got they getting hit with a fucking short in Colombia. They mad because they can't get their shit off.
It's a short everywhere. Everything.
A cocaine shortage? Yeah. So it's a stockpile of cocaine.
No, it's too much.
They didn't come give.
It's just too much.
It's not even just too much though. It's too much. The fact that people
want
amount people have to pay for it.
It's a demand.
Yeah.
They say basically they can't even supply the demand. Some people will get baked.
No, they're not. They got. I think it's because they got so much they can't really get rid of it. But at the same time, it's the price. People ain't trying. Some people ain't trying to pay the price.
It's hard to get it here. That number crazy. That sound like a sniffing problem. They getting that shit out here though, bro.
Yeah, of course.
That's just talk. The politician ain't gonna let that. That's the number one drug.
Yeah.
Still, yeah. We could be where we want to be.
To this fucking day.
You want that cake?
Okay.
Yeah, yo.
You want some yeah, yo?
Man, that's a different game, bro.
Yo, R.I.P. to Tina Turner, man.
R.I.P. To the queen. That was the first Beyonce. That's Beyonce. Beyonce stole her style.
Yeah. Nah, word.
Stole her shoes and her glitter dress.
Not the glitter dress.
Yep, shingles and all that.
He said the shingles.
That's Beyonce. But she got it all because nobody tried to get that lane, though.
Because
she pulled it up because she was pretty. She was pretty and she could sing. Beyonce can hit the note. They ain't tried to be Tina Turner, though.
All tried. They all can't Beyonce.
A lot try to be.
Can't be.
You gotta look at it. It was only one Tina Turner, bro.
Yeah.
It was like you had Diana Ross's, you had a lot of women.
One Aretha Franklin.
Yes, you had those soul singers where you had Whitney and all them coming out lane and Mariah coming out lane.
But it's only
one Tina, and when Beyonce ain't coming to game like that, but when she went solo, when she jumped and it popped for her, she jumped because nobody, because
that was the blueprint.
It was no more, she had no competition in that lane.
Yeah.
Beyonce can't dance like her.
Right.
Beyonce had a lane, and Tina Turner was that lane. Nobody fuck with Tina Turner. Nobody. Look at me, think about it. Nobody fuck with Tina Turner. Tina Turner died at 83.
Yeah,
I was young, but I knew about Tina Turner.
Electric presence,
Diana Ross was more of the diva type. When I was young, you hear about she was more of the elegance. Mm-hmm. Not saying Tina Turner wasn't. Tina Turner was more, because her fight was different.
Glitz and the glam.
Diana Ross basically got pushed in that game. Because she's pretty. She wasn't even trying to do that shit. They made her like,
she's Bobby Brown.
You should be the lead singer.
She was Bobby Brown without the coke.
No, I'm just saying.
Bobby Brown.
She was basically part of a group, but they said, nah. We want you to be the lead.
They made her Bobby the homie. I fuck with Bobby.
They made her the lead because she was pretty. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you was blowing motherfucking people away. It was just, you know what I'm saying? Tina Turner was different. Ike was kicking up like, girl, took that shit.
Nah, somebody said, Ike mad as hell. They said they didn't know Ike mad as hell when she passed away and she didn't come down there.
It's a picture of him sneaking. I know, people wild, bro.
Damn. Yo, that's disrespectful. Like, yo, see, I'm gonna come to the devil.
Bro,
see, I'm gonna come to hell real quick.
That's crazy, though. Like, sometimes when people get a certain age, once you get past like 70, you gotta leave you alone.
Nah, we're
65.
Keep shooting.
I'm going 40, bro.
I'm not 43. You crack on me. I'm weird. I got jokes there. You 77. You ain't got. You can't crack back at that age. I'm saying. And you old, man. Leave me alone.
I'm old. Leave me alone.
Come on, it can't even come back at you.
That's why old niggas pull weapons out.
You heard the shit I heard. They said, you ever notice old people don't go back and forth with you? They dead shit like that.
And me.
And they already know you full of shit. Old people don't play with you.
That's it.
You know they ain't got damn that time. Damn, got time. He on ball time when you get past about 50, bro. Damn, Lethal got that shit right here. He'll got it right next to him. He got it right here. This nigga, I'm telling you, his whole face was in the bag. I'm passing like he about to get big. I'm like, bro, what's gonna do? The craziest shit is K.O. was smoking. Niggas was smoking and niggas in my apartment. Niggas is doing drugs. Nobody was like, it was coming in like 8 blunts. I could have been rolled. I was gonna see Macho the roll. And Masha wasn't even smoking at the time. And I was like, Masha, roll. And Masha rolled for me and just take a hit. I was like, Masha, I'm smoking for. You got me rolling for free. I'm like, oh, shit. I'll buy you something to eat. I don't smoke my butt. I had Coral smoke a whole L. So I said, you know what? Fuck this shit. I bought like five Dutches. The first one I rolled was a dud. The second one was sweet. The third one was sweet. The fourth one was a dud. The fifth one was a dud. I said, slow down. It was hard to get that index finger twist, that wing. Mm-hmm. When I got that bitch down, because sometimes you got to break the branch. Just break the vine. Just break that shit. And once you break it,
through the joint.
And then boom. That was Dutch's, though. That was Dutch's. Remember, that was, you still buying Dutch's. Like, raps.
You thought you was in the game.
No, what I'm saying. Raps.
You wasn't in yet.
Raps was just coming out.
Yeah,
Dutch's was just coming out.
You know you're a freshman, sophomore, junior.
I know what you're saying. Right.
Roll a Dutch when you
be a freshman.
I can't hold you. I ain't gonna hold you. The first time I learned was how to roll a joint.
I learned those.
No, I'm saying.
First thing I rolled was no
Blunt and white out. Be honest, Philly Blunt and white out is the same to me.
Yeah.
That's sophomore, bro. Freshman is white joints. Learn from a joint.
Check this out.
Papers. When I learned that,
I expedited the process. I bought those five Dutches.
I used to see three was a hit, everywhere.
And it was like, on. It was on.
First one, easy one.
Because I said, I can't afford it.
Why. I see them
shits
everywhere.
Say you want a person.
$1,000 chances.
A person who ain't going to be a big. A person who blunt ain't going to be super chunky.
$1 at that time?
What?
I got $1,000 chances for $1.
You should just went up to $2.
Yeah, $2 right now.
I just had easy wider.
For what else? I'm easy wider.
I just had those.
And bamboo, easy wilders and bamboo.
My aunt told me how to go easy wilders. You gotta put two together, or you gotta. My aunt told me how to do shit.
She had the
thing with a pen thing, which she was smoking like a fucking, the penguin was on the fucking back.
She wanted to get black.
Yeah, she had the whole thing.
What you call it? Tube and all that. Morgan Pops, the University of Rest of Soul. Mr. Coop.
Cool, yeah.
He used to have a fucking clinch on the table. So we used to stay finding one of them shits, yo. He'd go to the back, smoke, come back. You know, his eyes already big. Them shits big as hell and red. I'd be like, yo, this nigga. I'm like, yo, your pop's high as hell, yo.
He's giving us moonshine, too.
Yo, that moonshine was different.
He gets some daring. His brother had that shit. His brother gave that shit to us.
Yeah, bro, that shit. That
me and Rocky, we was young.
That moonshine.
He's like, come on, get y'all something. Hold on. He be high all day. They be high. He still be high all day. Cooking.
That moonshine is
different. That moonshine is good as hell.
That's
That shit gets you super drunk.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's why I see why they ain't got no teeth. I see why they ain't got no teeth. That shit good as hell. You know that moonshine?
That shit
addictive, bro. That shit like crap. That shit
If you get a flavor kind that you like, that shit hits you like boom, but it tastes so good. Why did I do
it? It tastes so good. It's like an edible, bro. It tastes good as hell. It's like straight liquor.
You gonna eat that bitch?
You gonna be geek so fast.
Let me eat another one.
Whoa!
It ain't hitting. Let me eat two, three,
that
four.
That fruit is
your body when it's hit.
Fruit is no. When you used to be making that punch.
Remember that punch,
bro?
Yeah,
that punch is.
The fruit be the worst part. Hey, you let that shit sit.
It's
good this weekend. What's going on? Cookout.
Who that?
You already know. I don't know. We can put one together.
I've always put one together, but I'm not trying to put one together.
Hey, I've always put one together, but I ain't trying to put one
together. Chaos be dead.
Yo, those shit was deadly, bro. They had niggas fucking people best friends.
I had
bro.
Yo, I miss those parties.
Shit is wicked.
But deadass, I love those parties, yo. On some deadass, yo, those shit was different. Those parties was different.
It's different.
We had a good time. We always have a good time, bro.
For real, that's my way. That's the way of my love. Have a good time.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. How fast that shit go by.
Word. Yes, you think about it, like, yo, that one, I don't give a fuck with. That moving out party?
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about it, though,
what I'm saying is, 10 years already.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's
what I'm saying. They got fast as shit, go.
That's before me and Nutty even got together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Because you can't have this conversation with fucking
hilarious.
Allegedly, that
moving out party.
Well, let's just say that's what we're here for.
Bitches fucking upstairs.
Yeah, that's what
we're
here for.
Downstairs.
That's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen.
It's a random ass situation. Like, hold up.
They supposed to know you got options. Hold on. They supposed to know.
I had like three different bitches.
Everybody got choices.
If you're choosing
choice,
no bitches. She right. I'm out of here.
Nah, I fucked three different bitches that night though.
Also,
dead ass.
Choice.
Like
choice.
I don't remember two of them bitches because I already knew one of them.
Wow, wow. Said, I don't remember two of them because I only knew one of them.
Dead ass.
Hey, bro. That sound like a
good night to me. Like that.
Having a good day.
Sound like a good night to me. You don't know about anybody else.
Hey, yo, did y'all read that article about that dude that in Texas, his name Felix Valley?
How many years ago was that?
He had 82 years in jail because him and his girl beat this dude up.
Hit him with a bar stool, right?
Hit him with a bar stool.
Oh, yeah. Shoved
and after that,
took the bar stool, shoved it up his
they
ass.
They kicked his ass.
The dude said he don't. Somebody telling gay shit to what's him? It was recent.
Yeah, he raped the dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Read up.
What? Hold up.
Whoa. It wasn't that long.
This dude's name, Felix Valley.
A brand new dude, nigga, in the bar. He like, yo.
Him and his girl jumped another nigga.
And with a bar stool.
And raped him with a bar stool.
Kicked him in his head a couple times. Nah, he hit him with the bar stool and then he sodomized him.
Yeah, he sodomized him. He did. He literally sodomized
him. He raped him with whatever it was.
No, he didn't use
me. So he raped him.
Yeah, they say they used sodomized.
He raped him.
So he died.
No, he didn't die, but he got man.
He got his ass.
He got
raped in public.
He didn't remember it.
Oh, you know what that's called? He got raped in public. You know what that's called?
Deep rape.
Karma.
What the fuck? How is karma?
How you gonna do it to somebody if you do it to somebody and it happens to you?
No, it's a random dude. Me, you at the bar.
Oh, wait, the dude that it happened to.
Was a random.
Again?
No.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
we see. So look.
You at the bar, random. Me at the bar.
Let's not use me. Use the people that's in the store.
That's why.
A dude at the ball got raped.
Beat up and then raped.
So old boy. People watched it.
In the bathroom.
His girl watched it.
I didn't see that
shit.
His girl watched him get raped.
His girl helped. No, the dude girl.
She helped him. It ain't me right now. And she watched her man rape another dude.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah. So the dude and his girl jumped him. Old boy hit him with a ball stool. I think they kicked him in the head a couple times.
He knocked him the fuck out.
And then old boy.
Took his manhood.
Okay. In the ball.
That's right.
In the ball.
That's in the ball.
Crazy. In public.
And his and so, the old right, boy girl.
Fast forward. What's the repercussions?
Yeah, 82 years.
82 years.
Oh, that's where they don't play no games in Texas, bro. They will smoke your butt off.
I heard about them
giving a nigga.
When they did that to Pimp C a long time ago, I learned my lesson. That was forever ago. I don't even want to go to Texas.
I heard about them giving a young nigga 99 years for stealing a candy ball.
He deserved what he got because he looked like.
That's how nigga take kid at the race.
He looking right.
Did the race kid in the jersey out of all places?
Nah, you don't do that shit.
That's wild, bro.
I've been saying this a lot, yo. It's crazy. People is really starting to get crazy.
And the half crazy. It ain't them trying to get crazy.
That's why you got to fuck
people
up.
It's been crazy.
That's why you got to fuck people up. It's getting worse. You going to get your ass.
That's why you got to fuck
people
up.
I really feel like it's getting worse.
People don't think they can get fucked up. They will do anything, bro. That's why as a little kid, when you know you'll get fucked up, you move different.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to a certain age and you never felt competition and you think you everybody's your peer, you'll do anything.
That's wild, though. Like, I feel like she wild.
No.
They's on drugs.
No, he's super. He's
they
super fuck wild.
People together, bro.
He's, yeah, wow, and, that had to happen before.
She slipped back
no
and
way.
Watched this nigga do that.
Yeah,
like
for you to watch.
Jake don't know where they got Kobe.
Yeah, these people out here wild, bro.
And they both got 88 years.
I don't know how much time girl, she got. He got girl coming home. She gonna come. She's gonna be in jail for a little bit, but she coming home.
She probably doing like 10.
Yeah.
10 to 12. 15. The life he went to the excessive force.
He hit him with the barstool and raped him.
Yeah. And raped him.
Another level, bro. That means you're getting raped, aggravated assault, murder.
That's attempted
murder.
That's like he
hit the nigga over the head.
He died, right?
He did my first.
Oh, attempted murder.
I said attempted murder because he hit him.
No, it's attempted murder. Blow to the head.
Barstool, bro.
Blow to the head. That's attempted murder. Kicks to the head. Attempted murder.
Last year, sometimes he just got some to the head.
To the murder. Touch to the head. To the murder.
And it was a Houston Texans.
Damn.
They're gonna use murder one, no death penalty.
They don't need to use anybody as a boot smoking cap.
25 to life. No death penalty. They're cops to that.
He better call.
He do 20 years. Get out. Try to get out.
Funny as hell, yo.
That shit real, bro.
You better call
unless
top
he for
I seen. Okay. Listen, I I've been in the bullpen. With dudes 18 years old.
I definitely call him.
And then whatever, I do the time in my head. And I seen the young boys go in that courtroom, and I had bullpen therapy at this time. I'm in it. I knew I was going to see the judge. I'm in there sleeping on the radiator. Young boy in there. I keep this shit in my head. I don't give a fuck. He go up in there. He come out. They had to carry him out of the crying. 18 with 85. Yeah. Boom, smoke him. 18 years. Box. See you later.
Call his fucking
crying. Phone. He crying. And when you see his face, you see 18-year-old. You see an old. You see 18-year-old. You go, it's a little ass kid. That's when you're older. When you see an 18-year-old, and you say, he a little ass kid. You see the kid in him. You go, look at his face. That's what I ask guys. What you doing 10 years ago? What was you doing 10 years ago?
Stupid shit.
What was you 10 years ago? So if you were 15, if you were 15, you were 10 years ago, what you was doing? You was a baby. That's if you were 20, 10, what was you doing 10 years ago? Because I know some dudes, if I say, Lil Udi, what was you doing 10 years ago? He's right there. 5 years
shout
old.
Shout out to Udi.
He's right there. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's guys that, when you say that, it was right there. But most of you motherfuckers, I was like, man, this dude's just a lot of rap music.
There's a lot of wild shit that be happening.
You know? This nigga be acting like it's a wild, wild west.
They think shit's a game.
No. That ass, it is.
They think it's a game.
I'll come up and they
you,
come
you'll
up.
Get clapped. Way you'll be
different.
Dead out here.
Way
you think
different.
Like the average cat, what gangs did is
we can't do,
put regular people with
y'all shoot some. I'll fight you. I'll bust your head with my face. Right. Nah, a nigga will bust your head with a gun.
See, I feel like our generation, like me,
but what I'm saying is, what gangs did was made the average person get a strap. Everybody bust your ass now. Especially like in Jersey, East Coast type shit, the gang shit never really had. It's so many neutral cats that'll do you that the gangs had to. It's a they gotta stand back because they don't even know who's who.
Back then, right now.
I don't know now.
Everybody know everything now. Everybody know everything now. My brother lied to them.
What I'm saying is,
about what I was
back then, they knew. That's why I said leave 550s alone. Leave dudes that's neutral alone. Because them niggas are devil too. And you don't want no problem with people that you just don't know. Because they'll knock your shit up and you don't even know who did it.
Right.
And now we think something else did it.
And my whole.
Now you got a whole. Like you think,
the
you
beef,
think
you don't know where the beef from.
You think you. Yeah, the nigga that you was beef with that did the shit, it died. But he got into all the cases. But I'm going to
keep it
about it.
I'm going to keep it 100. When you go to other towns. A lot of them gang dudes is very respectful.
Yeah.
Very, my bad, bro. Hold the door for you. It's like, I'm not trying to initiate no issue.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different vibe.
Right.
It's not, confrontation. That's my point. It's not. Yeah, I'm it's yeah, more. It's more. I'm it's, looking it's, for. It's more peace. It's more peace at the end of that. Like I'm gonna say, when I watch now, I go, cats are moving in the sense of. Like my bad bro for this or little shit that you can see. It's like jail on the streets. No, you know how jail is yeah. where dudes move, dudes would be extra courteous. It's like that on the streets.
Nah, yeah.
In certain towns. Not in Jersey City, though. Not in Jersey City.
Because
these kids now. Nope is like that. Nope, dude will be like, dude open the door for you. You go to the store.
Nah,
word. Dude, my bad bro. Dude, you got something in the light. Right. Dude, be courteous. I apologize, my bad. They walk in front of you, my bad. They walk behind you, my bad. Beloved. I'm too close to you. Yeah. The girls they understand the rules. Even they out there hood, it's Jersey City is just everything up. Everything up.
No, it be like that some parts too, bro.
I know that, but what I'm saying is
back to the what you looking at.
In Jersey City, it's up. Because Jersey City always been like that. Jersey City always been like that. That's my point. What I'm saying is that gang shit really never mattered because niggas across lines on you in Jersey City in 2 seconds. They'll bang their homie in 2 seconds. That's my bro. That's my bro right there. That's my bro. Hell no. I ain't riding my bro. Hell no. In 2 seconds. That's my bro.
Niggas that backdoor you in a heartbeat.
In 2 seconds.
In a heartbeat,
man. In a Jersey City. We used to always have, I say it don't happen to other wells.
But
where I'm grew up at,
that's a good thing.
I see what's happening. So that's why I knew. That's why I knew how to move. Every invite don't go.
Shit. That's fucked up.
Move different. Because you don't know who aligned you.
Yeah.
Who coming through?
Come through. That's not the point of the long line. Go to the city. Meet me here. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm doing. You don't know who I'm with. So when I pop up, they go, oh, they another roofer. Yeah, they're going to wire up or kill people.
They take my shoes off.
But you got to understand. This is just this how it's okay. But think about it. What I'm saying is.
It's okay for you to be the killer.
Well, he the ghost. What I'm saying is. He ghost. It's cool.
You know how that shit was, though, in the early
2000s. Yeah, I know that. Early 2000s. But niggas still look at you that way today.
I don't want that look. It's a gift and a curse of being in shape. It's a gift and a curse of being healthy. Because you still look, they know you ain't young. Young boys know you ain't young. They know, young boys shoot at you all the time. What's up, big bro? They know you ain't a young boy. But older cats go,
I don't like
threat.
That because motherfuckers be calling me big bro like I'm from old.
Because young boys can play. Young boys can play two games. Young boys can play two games.
I'm finding a way with somebody. I'm finding a way with somebody that I know that's
not,
the
only people. Nah, bro.
That's what I mean,
you gotta understand it.
I fuck with
y'all
young boys.
Y'all have hit that 30 mark, bro.
Them young boys.
Y'all are all big bros.
But I'm talking about to old men.
What I'm saying is, they're
not young. They're not
young.
They got the same life. It's some that can. Bro, I can't, but I don't let everybody be big, bro.
Because I'm saying
you got literally
you right, brother. Feel like they wear the
family
now.
Type aspect.
But
I didn't even call you that.
It's guys out here that you can't. That's there. They there. Yeah. In every hood, they got a guy that's coming through.
You got a young nigga.
Sometimes,
we were young. I fight that nigga.
We were young.
They think around because the old. About, let me see what he about.
In our crew, about seven
they
of us.
Beat your ass. They love that shit out there.
So you had a line of fighters. But nowadays, it might be two fighters.
Young nigga be the
old
nigga.
Two fighters.
They gonna love that. But young niggas ain't about.
Back in the day, 90% of the crew could fight.
It's the difference.
Yes.
Back in the day, 90% of the crew. Now it's opposite.
90% of the niggas will fight.
It's a rarity.
The gum was over there.
I grew up.
The gum was there. You remember the gum was always there though. The gum was not.
It was always a hitter or a shooter. And that's who had the gun.
The gum was
everybody
there.
Ain't had
no, the hitter never had a shooter. Never had a gun.
No, the gun
literally always be in the sack.
Always.
The gun, you had to run to get to the gun. Be honest. Dead ass. No matter what.
In
life, we fighting. You had a 6-man. I had a 6-man team. That 6-man team, we fighting. And I got to a point in life like, I hate fighting my 6-man team. We might win. They always wanted me in life. Like, why the fuck y'all come to me afterwards? How the fuck? Nigga, I was only for 2 seconds.
Yo. Nigga kicked you in your head.
What?
Time?
Yeah, one time. I can do once. How your whole hood after me now?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
If you like that, though, you had niggas like their name ring out. That's like even when I moved up on the hill from the Heights. My mind frame is, my name ring up ahead.
Up here don't matter.
My name ring over here. That's my mind frame. My name rings in both areas. It don't matter what the fuck. I know who I am. I know what I done did. You come from me, you gonna get that same individual.
Yeah. Right.
But these motherfuckers on the hill don't know me.
I don't care.
But I was good in the hill, cause know why? I carry myself a certain way. I moved a certain way.
Respect.
And it was respected. Like it was. I'm good. I'm going with that word because it was respected. Like they see that nigga. They see how I'm moving.
And how you?
It was confident with it. It wasn't no fake with it. I move like that.
You want to keep it on here?
That's so I mind my business. Did what I did. What nobody fuck with me.
I learned that shit young, bro.
Then like. Like I keep saying, when y'all niggas hit me with that, y'all wanna, I thought y'all niggas trying to call me on me wearing red every day of the week. What the fuck is up? Like, I really learned some shit like, nah, we good, bro. Okay, cool. I'm respect that then. Don't worry about me wearing red every day of the week. That's my favorite color. I know I was in the whole blood area. It was crazy.
The climate, though.
The time changed.
I literally was in all blood.
This is like 02, 01. I just had a red, black, and green wristband. I had a Jamaican wristband. Dude, like, what that mean? I don't know what you're talking about. And dude, I didn't know what he was going to do. Like, yo, these dudes, blood niggas out here. Blood what?
Color
you stop me. We was on a,
My mother came at me, Atlantic
and Jackson. I'm like, blood what? And dude breaking down like, blood niggas out here. They out here, bro.
Yeah. My mother came at me. You
old man. Like, we right there. Like, we building. I'm on my bike. And we sent like, we building. He like, yo, blood niggas out here. And this is what they rapping. They rapping this color, this color, this color. And then boom. That's when they ran our rams. You're like, oh.
I was not allowed when somebody changed me on my color.
I just realized how old I really was, bro.
What happened?
Because I had a fucking awakening. Nigga, I used to fucking go to Rams and buy liquor, my nigga.
Me too. Rams, okay. I'm listening.
This is throwback. A lot of motherfuckers don't remember. Larry G. A lot of motherfuckers don't even remember.
Candlelight. When Cherries was the old head, when you went to Cherries, Cherries was like 250, bro. When you went to Cherries, you had to wait forever to get a drink.
My old thing was, I was wearing a late night. This is
Ocean Estate.
That shit, about Jason being knocked out.
The old head bar.
Everybody be knocked out.
I'm gonna buy some fans. That ass, bro.
I was young as hell going in there.
My next one, no.
Young as hell.
Perfectly in the woodroom.
Gonna get pints and Hennessy.
I was in KL and Christian spot. They young as hell. Hold on, watch the car.
17.
Watch the car. I'm going in here real quick. Wilding, driving crazy, busting, crazy hell, though. The craziest shit in the world. Before we go here. Oh, we're going to go ahead. Drive a shit across your runway. Whatever. We're going to Jersey Girls. Come on.
Yep.
Let's go.
Going to Jersey Girls. 2-3 in the morning.
Wow.
On a Wednesday night.
Any night.
Getting up, going to school the next morning. Bump. I'm drinking for a long ice cheese and fucking
long goose. The long gooses.
Long bro. Goose. That long shit was, that was a, yo, long good goose. Time, though. Long goose. Long years. That was.
What a time to be alive, bro.
Yeah, let's get to these topics, man.
We already got into one, but number two was...
You got into one?
Number two
was... You talking about the guy with the barstool.
The barstool. What's the next one? Next one is... Have you heard of Mabu? Mabu, the white drill rapper.
Oh, yeah. The little young boy that...
boy from New York. Yeah.
But the thing is, what pisses me off about it is they be embracing this motherfucker, bro.
Culture,
what
are you doing? He's a culture. He's a drill rapper.
You say
nigga?
Nah, he ain't saying nigga.
Oh, he's using every black slang that, you know what I mean, that New York drill rapper's using.
Honestly, I think that shit passed.
He's using New York slang.
Like you can't even say nothing to no white guy rapping. You can't say nothing to nobody rapping.
No, it's just wild. Because
let me finish my point. If cats allow what's going on now, what you gonna say to anybody else? How low can they already hit rock bottom?
Yeah,
it's rock bottom now. I don't even listen to music.
Yeah, music
is. It's to the point. It's bad, bro.
It's bad.
I listen
bad.
To a, I listen to a select
It's bad, music, bro. Pushing,
I don't really.
It's bad. I remember when a new artist came out, you was excited because it was something you never heard before. Yeah. I've been hearing this shit like, this is horrible.
Everybody come out with the same music.
This shit on the radio?
Yeah. You heard it. You heard it here yeah. first.
And I'm not even hating, bro. I hope they get their money. And I said this today. I said, yo, I'm happy they're getting some money from this. This is bad. Because where is it going to go from this? It can't get no lower than this. When you got girl drill rapper, they ain't even putting no drill. Like, oh. It's just talk. You got guys lying now. How bad is it getting? How bad is it getting? How bad is it getting? How bad is it getting?
I said this 20 years
You got this chick. That's a girl that be yelling. Get over here! Like girl DMX. I don't want to see no female DMX.
The girl from New York.
Yeah.
Like, you're not from New York. You never. This song. You sound ugly.
What you talking?
I literally changed that song as I hear. You not from New York. You not. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
My daughter hit that song like.
You sound like that. Yeah, I do not want to go there.
Put it in the star. I said no. We ain't doing that pool.
No, that's wrong.
It's horrible. You ain't you
cheating. Where you from? Are you really from New York? Are you just claiming that heavy?
The gutter. That's the image. Be a woman.
That's a bad image.
Way more than a woman. You could be a woman way better than you could be a man. Way better than you could be a man. That's an act. You and your new girls and like you. That's what they do.
It's all about the
see, they get mad at men, but these women be pimping women because they know how gullible they are. They pimp women, and then behind the scenes, they doing the total.
These
songs these girls don't be writing.
That's literally it's on the radio, though.
They don't write none of this shit.
She's getting her airplay, though. You gotta understand that part right there.
Yeah, but
see, they're
misguided women because they don't know
like them. Is he going to understand that when niggas don't like that, other people do like it? Because I don't like that, and we talking about it right now.
She probably knows. She knows she
You know what I'm doing with that shit.
She know. They just know I got to perform it. You think dudes don't know when they rapping these songs? Oh, this is bad. They don't know what? I got to do this. Where the money at?
The money is the
This is the
problem. Bitch, y'all ugly.
This is for the money, at, bro. A chick don't know at the end of the day, y'all can rap, If I put these titties out, though, if I show this ass, though, boom.
You don't need this shit. They sound anybody.
What's her name?
Old drill right now.
Yo, what's her name?
They sound
the one that used to wear the suits with the big.
I forget her name.
She changed her whole image, bro.
It's over.
It took all that time to be like, all right, boom, yeah, now. I'm free.
She got titties out.
Most profitable.
I watched that movie.
When the tops come down, chicks' tops come down.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah,
I see
how
you got it. Top of the
charts. I seen a clip of her
when she was talking about how like she's transitioning or whatever. How from what she used to be, like she was just like so like I guess like content about what people would say about her now. She just like, you know fucking shit or whatever.
Oh,
Decepticon.
Once they get past the wall, bro, the reality hits them and it's so real. It's so real. Guys ain't checking for
and
it.
And it's crazy.
And
she's not ugly. Right?
She's
gorgeous.
Not. But you gotta understand what the guy she want.
But she want girls.
The guy. Personally, she want me.
Who do you think she's putting the titties out there for?
What girls want to do? Look at titties out there. Bro, You think the man she wanted wanted her, she wouldn't get him? She wouldn't deal with him?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. He didn't want her.
Crazy.
Somebody heard about her. Just like in the hood.
Who don't want a nail?
Somebody, this like a chicken hood.
I'm saying,
this like a chicken hood. Right?
She's like probably super tied up because she wanted to get her point across.
Yeah. Yeah. What that mean?
Across that's why I like. That's why I really like her because she was covered up mostly. And she would just
popped the top.
At the same time.
She popped the top.
You
gotta realize the music that really sells is the up-tempo.
It's gonna beat. I have y'all beat.
So if your music is more classical,
she gonna neo-soul
or more classical, then it's gonna only appeal to a select artist.
She know, right?
A select audience.
Yes.
But If you have music that's, you know, like party music, it's gonna hit a more broad base. But for the most part, I feel like she was more respected. Now it's gonna kind of taint everything that she built from the beginning because
it's gonna degrade her.
She might sell more records.
Contradiction.
Bro,
that shit
is gonna bring more attention to her. That's what I'm saying.
But what attention?
You gotta realize
all of it.
You gotta realize
they're gonna definitely show
you
money,
bro.
They ain't gonna have ain't no bad publicity.
That's how they
have you conversating about me.
It's good in the world.
It's all good.
I don't give a fuck. You say something bad about me. Okay.
It's all good.
Say something good about me. Thank you.
She controls the narrative.
I'm the conversation.
You know, she controlled the narrative.
I mean, maybe she wanted to do that from the beginning, but other people was making her do that.
Bro, ain't no time.
Listen,
no.
That's fine. That's
be like that.
She came out. She was looking totally different. And then when she stopped wearing that makeup and all that, like, oh, this shit, she's a white girl.
Yup.
It was like, gotcha. Real talk, bro. It was real talk. Like, his cast, like, I wasn't really like, listening to that shit, but like, when you heard it, like, oh, shit.
That's
major. She's a makeup woman, like, oh, she's a white girl.
Then she did a lot of shit with Pharrell. She did some shit with Pharrell, right?
Yeah, but she did a lot of shit.
A lot of people didn't even know that. Like, until they seen that person, like, oh, shit.
Right.
And that's why she stopped doing that shit.
She's like a white Khalees.
That's why she stopped doing that. Exactly. That's why she stopped doing that shit completely. Think about it. She stopped it completely.
Right.
And that's what got her on. But because once she got exposed for wearing the makeup and
still like, that made her.
I'm saying she still was on drugs.
I still fuck with her.
Nah, she was.
She has some.
She still like good, strong ass.
She fuck with that drummer.
Drummer.
I'm not even personal, but I'm the singer. I fucking respect you.
Yeah,
quick little short intermission. Be right back.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, Growth Over Destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills. I got the CMOS gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Fake body
That's
bitches.
All they say the whole entire video.
Fake body bitches.
Hello, the fabulous?
Yeah.
the only one probably rapping on this shit.
I was like, he was the only lyrics in the whole shit.
Only way to make
the only lyrics was in the whole shit.
He go A right verse.
Right.
Fit a billy in a knapsack. Tell it, mate. That he repeat on. That's mate?
Nah. Carisha.
Carisha?
City girl.
Oh, okay.
She a bone crusher. That's right. She like to dance slow, nigga. Don't rush her. That's right. I would fuck her raw, but I don't trust her.
Ha! I'm off that.
Yeah!
I'm gonna fuck a rug when I don't trust him.
Yo, bro, why does he walk around naked,
bro?
Let's name this song.
Hey, man, you gonna download
it? I don't download that.
I don't trust you.
I think she don't move.
I hate that.
She gonna be bringing over a strip club.
The problem is, broke bitches can't do this. They try, and that's the problem.
How many girls?
They don't got a billionaire.
Girl groups is out.
How many girls got a billionaire sponsor? How many girls got a billionaire sponsor?
Let me get y'all real quick. Let me hold
talk about it.
Who y'all under? Who y'all signed to? Come here.
If I had a billy, I have 30 bitches. I'd be a super rapper.
What?
I would never even rap. I'd be like Khaled.
I said this shit at least 15 years ago, my nigga. You locked down some motherfucking female rappers, nigga. Because that was what the game was missing the whole time. With no female rap. You had...
That's why Nicki stole.
That gap between
that's why Nicki
Kim
stole.
And Nicki...
Too big. Eve...
Ain't that big.
Eve left Fuck the Gamer.
Yeah.
She was really like...
She was really rapping.
She's all real. She's just about real shit.
For real.
And you, if you didn't know she was a stripper, you never knew she was a stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
I'm saying?
She was
except
really,
for a
little
poor print
tattoos.
Yeah, nah.
You would have
thought that. That don't necessarily mean you're a stripper,
but. That's what I'm saying. You would have never knew.
At the time,
the way she rapped, the way she rapped, the way she.
Every bitch
that think about it. The way she rapped and what she rapped about, you would have never knew Eve. You would have thought she was a rap stripper.
Yeah, but we back, y'all. Yo, word is born. I don't know what Diddy was going for with this whole.
He need to send me like $30 million so I can like.
I don't know.
So we can redo the video.
I'm like, send Maldito $30 million. Get a jet. Give me a jet to exchange, please.
Right now.
Let me get that real quick, man.
Give me a jet to exchange, man. Please. I want these bagels on the water.
We got a real big stew.
Love.
We got a strip pole in the stew.
What?
Hey,
two strip poles.
I might never make it through a show.
Two strip poles.
I'll be doing.
We love the strippers.
I'll be doing segments.
Release the strippers. Don't release the hounds. Release the strippers.
I'll be doing
with the hard perky nipples.
I'll be doing segments like I can't make it. They should do the news.
They robbed Zogies, y'all.
They robbed Shannon Sharp for $1 million. They robbed Shannon Sharp for $1 million. A jury and shit in his house last night.
Got him.
He left and they robbed Shannon Sharp.
Got him.
There's Atlanta.
The nigga in LA, he ain't doing shit with Sweet in LA.
Oh,
do the nigga in
Sweet on top of the like
pop
that.
Smoke.
Skip! Skip!
Let's skip.
Let's
skip. I wasn't
home.
I wouldn't go to Cali.
If I was home,
I'm putting my shit in the safe.
I don't even want to go to Cali. I've been to South Beach 7 times. I never want to go. Cali, them niggas do move. Them niggas are sneaky, bro. And I ain't saying I'm not knocking. That's how they move.
Cali,
they move different, bro. They move different. I'm not saying they're snake. I'm just saying that they move. The way we call it, they shice, they sneaky. Them niggas will sleepwalk the shit out of you.
For real. From the airport. Niggas
Them Cali niggas move airport, different, bro. My nigga. The cops, they know the cops right there, they don't do nothing.
Nigga say, he went to do a check.
When you know, to, when you go to New York,
he said we knew an airport.
You know the police move different. I know what room you're in. That's a fact. When you go to a town, when you know you can do what you want to do, especially like a motherfucker like me, like you've been in the street. Right. When you're in the street, you know you read that radar, you go, ooh, top sweet. Oh, man, you got to go defenses all the way up because you know you got to protect yourself. You know that anything can happen, any corner, niggas will lay anything down because they know police ain't never going to be around. That's how we was doing kids growing up. When we was kids growing up, it was no point. You see robberies, shootouts. You be looking, shit going on. We was looking in the 80s, like, shit was happening. It was never no police around. Yeah. So now go to other towns. If ain't no police gonna pop out, go to Chicago.
Come on, old man. You want lives going to sleep too? My mama, man.
If you want,
you just caught the contact of all kind.
I mean, I always said the fuck. I know my life. I respect my shit. Oh,
I know my life.
He got over the roof up.
I know I'm fucking
fucked. He went over the roof up. But if you go to a town and you know that shit wild, like, yo, no lie, yo, me and Corey, we out in Miami. So it's nighttime, shit going on.
Story time with Lito.
Elaborate.
I'm like, eat my food. No lie, bro. Mm-hmm. 2 seconds later, these niggas super shootout. Right there. And you saying something like, how this shit gonna happen it's nighttime, but this was going on vacation. On vacation. Mm-hmm. So this happened anywhere. It don't matter where you at, bro.
Anywhere, anytime.
Do you know where you are?
Anywhere, bro.
Do you know where you are?
That's like Cali, nigga. They tell you, don't let these palm trees fool in these fucking sunsets
fool
and
you.
Shit
right, fool you, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go. People, I don't want to go to nobody's channel, bro. Mm-mm. Not now. Now, everything's up now, bro. Right. Everything's up.
Everything, literally.
Everything's gone. New York is out of control. And I said this shit years ago. New York like Gotham, for real. And people know the game. New York is really Gotham now.
Right.
And I tell people, when I watch that Dark Knight Rises, I said, this shit too real. Mm-hmm. This is about to happen. It's on key. They robbing. Motherfuckers wilding. Then you call the gas station, they robbing your shit. They yapping everything.
Remember they had that, they basically changed the hierarchy on Dark Knight to where it was like the poor people were running the
Dark Knight Rider. I'm saying.
They
was that was happening.
People, they were taking the rich people out of their houses.
That's what happened now.
On trial for what they was doing. Yeah.
The squatters. You could do that. Yeah. You could do that. You can have a place that nobody living. If you go there and you fix it up and you put the lights on, you become a squatter on that, they can't kick you out.
Right. Yeah, you got
because you turned into a liberal habitat.
All the niggas in prison got out, and all the police.
My uncle told me that shit. They doing that shit in Detroit. They left all the big mansions, and big super properties, and motherfuckers doing that.
Lady, she
and
came back to taking all that
shit. Yeah, they said people taking all that, and they can't keep around. People taking over all that big apartment buildings.
What do you think motherfuckers was doing during motherfucking COVID?
They taking over that land.
Yo, crackers was leaving the city. They was leaving New York.
They was leaving houses, beach houses, leaving that shit. We was taking that shit over.
Out in the country, bro, leaving them apartments, them houses, and all that shit.
Shit fucked up out here, bro. Shit fucked up out here. Real bad.
Staying in there, living and coming up. Yo, if it's a way to get it, it's a way.
If you getting money right now, you got to be. You gotta stack your
bread. That's what I get. I give that to.
If you out here, that real talk, like I be like around people.
I will give that.
This motherfucker that's
to New York.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I'm about to rotate seats. 2 months
behind
the
rent.
Cause two sleep niggas on the camp. All right, y'all about to rotate seats.
We're about to stairs.
Nah, nigga.
Nah, but real talk though.
Yeah, look, see, y'all. If y'all really fuck with us, y'all know what's going on right now.
Hilarious.
When the Remy's in the system,
ain't no telling what I sleep, what I sniff them.
Why are you sniffing?
I do coke by blood.
Cocaine, bro. I said it. I was like, yo, before I go.
You gonna do what?
Yeah. Some cocaine.
I got to go.
Hold on. I'm going to tell motherfucking my sleep? Kids and everything before I go.
Marry a fat, this fat white
be,
bitch?
This going to be in the will before I go. If I'm in the motherfucking...
Just put a little...
Don't give me some of that shit. Sprinkle a little bit.
It's the same, it's a drunk high, but it's not sloppy, but it's mad, like you souped up. But
that's cool and all, but I ain't
yeah, that's the extra shit. I don't know.
I ain't looking the motherfucker.
But if you need it, let me know. I can find it for you. I suggest you don't do it. I don't do it.
Oh my death.
But if that's your deathbed and you got that bag.
Hey,
bro.
I got, listen.
That nigga said act
bad. Hey, I'm gonna have grandbabies to feed.
I just go to church. That's like your grandfather.
I just go to church.
On his deathbed, said motherfucking bring him something.
I'll do it.
I ain't gonna give him no yay though. You want some apple pie, Grandpa? You want some whiskey? Chicken wings?
Well, yeah.
I just want one more thing.
And he's like, yo, just bring me back some.
He's like, y'all would go give me some pussy and some shit. Go give me some shit.
You gonna deny him his last wish?
Some cocaine.
Deny him?
Don't give me some ass shit. I'm getting a shot together.
Don't give me some booger sugar, Kyle.
Don't give me some booger sugar, nigga. Give me that white bitch. Now. I'm on my way out.
You gonna deny him, bro?
You gonna deny me?
You gonna wipe your ass.
You gonna deny
see you. Bet you.
Ain't give me no cocaine?
You ain't asked.
This nigga.
You ain't asked.
And I'm glad he didn't offer, my brother.
Oh, yeah. You got one wish.
I'm not getting my grandfather no cocaine.
If I had one wish.
You're not ready right now, all right?
And you going
to
say
my grandfather used to like Scott
see,
whiskey.
See, look. I would have got him that whiskey. If he said, go get me a shot right
now. Yeah, because that's what he did.
And you go. But if he said, you know what?
Wait, babe, no, he
go get me a bump.
Maybe that's the reason why he
go get me a bump.
If he about to go, he about to go. He about to go get us some coke on the way.
Go give me a bump.
I don't think I'll be good for last year. But that shit might hit home to some. You're right, that shit is cool. I serve family members. It was funny. It feel funny. At the end of the day, parents, you might as well buy it for me.
Yeah.
That's how I bought it. That you gonna buy it for somebody? You gonna might as well buy it for me? Cause you gonna buy me? So I look at my cousin in the face like, damn, we're gonna order so my cousin's coat. I got that. Boom! And she like, why? I'm like, somebody else. I'm about to get this bread. Who get this? What the fuck? And then at that point, that last verse Malice said on that triple lock song, that's real. That's the epitome of like.
On the ledge.
I know this is wild. I see babies not eating.
That's the ledge.
And that's why when I grew up, even the kids that grew up, they like, damn, I fuck with you. Because you buying me food. You bring groceries to the house.
Yeah.
You show love. Cause,
check it out.
And then they, niggas was coming here, niggas buying drugs going, I see
and
I
can't nothing. They just coming
here. Turn it out. I'm like.
They fuck around. Disrespect my mother. You come in, motherfucker. You know what's down there.
I knew the game. I was coming to bro. Bro, I had a different hustle.
The way I hustled,
they liked me because I was relatable.
A person.
I wasn't beasting. I wasn't arguing. I wasn't cursing. I was straight business.
It was like,
you know what? Ain't that shit. Because I had clientele. I built clientele. So one person would never change. So it was like, you know what? It is what it is. But when people needed something, I threw it to them, but it was time that I needed them. And they
hold up. This is leading me into a topic that I have, or a question I wanted to run past everybody. Right? If you knew, if you had a motherfucking way to get bread, but you knew it was a fucked up way that came with it, like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Would you do it?
I ain't trying drugs.
What I do?
I mean, if All it took was me to have a out plan out of an up right now. So it was worth it because if you sitting there, if you really, really doing the math and you making bread, and you sit back and you got $80,000 sitting on deck and the way you living and you got $80,000 on deck, why not have a house? Why not have it as why? Because you don't know about it. I used to build computers. Dexter's come learn from me. Dexter's come learn from me. Little Dexter's come learn from me. Come out. I just want to break computers down. How to find virus. How to take the how to find the virus in a certain file so right. You don't delete the whole thing and get that file out. Replace the file and the information on the file. I was great with this shit. Moses called in and said, "Go get my son." Like, but I didn't. It was just a leisurely thing. It wasn't like I wanted to do it. It was like, watch so this. If you tell me to do it, I'm like, it's like pressure. But
I was doing all this shit, bro. Whatever you do, young black people, this shit was find easy. A hobby, yo. Find something that you motherfucking do easy, in your bro. Spare time, something you like doing, something that motherfucking intrigues you, something really? That gets you motherfucking... I ain't even gonna say off your ass, because you could be sitting down and do something. You know what I mean? Anything that gets your mind going. Your thoughts, your hands, your words.
Something that you feel passionate about.
For real. Mm-hmm. Let your mind, let a pen work. Let your mind,
some passion.
Your voice, something. Do something.
Care about something.
You know what I mean? Put your hands to work.
Have a passion.
Build some shit. Right. Make some shit.
Discover.
Just don't stay stagnant.
Do something new.
We got our own shit, bro.
Even if you think it's been done before, nigga, do it your way.
If you ain't owning nothing, you ain't got nothing, bro.
Yo, did y'all see, they saying now they trying to say LeBron tore a tendon in his foot?
Listen, the debate is over who's the greatest of all time. It's over.
It never was a debate, bro.
No, niggas had the, they was fighting with the
oldies. It was never a debate.
But now, I feel like they have no type of argument they could say.
If I go like this,
I feel like you can say
if you watch a certain person play ball,
can't say.
And you watch them play ball, you go, "This is different, bro.
Right?
This is different, bro. This what I'm watching is just different."
Yeah.
When you watch my Jordan play basketball, it's like a pushback. Like when you watch it, it's a pushback. Like, nah, this ain't real. You think it's fake, and then you watch it, it's like it's overwhelming. Like, nah, bro. This nigga moving different, bro.
He was just over there.
Nah, he was.
Honestly, I feel like that's just an excuse. Like, except that.
Loading.
Move on. Do what Carmelo did and retire.
Nah, niggas said
I
that.
LeBron, and you right. I think, but the league don't play. Melo had ball in him still.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
But the league don't play fair like that. No. That's why Derrick Rose on the bench. The league don't play fair like that. LeBron can still sell tickets. He can still get the playoffs. True. That's the money.
Continuously.
The NBA teams made their money off making the playoffs because the players don't make money. Players don't get paid for that. They get a little stipend for the playoffs. The team get all that ticket. The team get all the money for playoffs. The players don't really get none of that money. So when you make the playoffs and you go deep in the playoffs, the team chewing. You win the title. You win the title. That's why they keep the Warriors together. Like, give it, cause the tax. If they paying the tax, they making so much more money from winning that chip.
Reach a notch during the playoffs. They win,
they up, bro.
Achieve that during the playoffs.
It's all business, bro. All that shit is dollar signs. They compromise everybody for dollar signs. If they can trade Draymond, they would. They can't. The Lakers was better. I said Lakers should trade LeBron. I said 2 years ago. I said they should trade LeBron. I seen that bubble championship. I said the only one that championship in the bubble because we had breaks. Mm-hmm. They can't win. They can't win a championship. They not. They won that bubble championship because when Anthony Davis hit that shot against Joker at the end of that game, I said, "Ooh, they stole." Denver already won that series after that. Oh, but when they gave LeBron that MVP, Anthony Davis said, "Whoa." He said, "I'm gonna watch this.
I'm about to sit there.
That's the MVP now. Mr. Players. Now he said, watch this.
She's not going.
Watch me play all the way to games. Look what happened. Boom. Cause he knew y'all jerked me. for that MVP, for his legacy.
Let me get my
money. That's when he saw the nature, and Kyrie and him said, this is why we leave. He using us a stat pad, his little, he wants to grease his plane to get smooth. He want us to make it real smooth to get that chip.
Scotty out here tripping because he know
if Mike had another Cowboy player, he did the same thing. Mike had nobody when he was losing the Celtics. He had nobody. Scotty Hollis Grant was drafted to become those dudes. Mm-hmm. You pop. Look who you playing with. Oh, he was on the MVP. How the fuck was he a Hall of Player? He was on the MVP before he even met you. Scotty, you bugging.
Good self.
He was a... Yeah. He came out of college.
Okay.
Bobby Knight said, the best player I've ever seen. He's first year in the NBA. Magic Johnson said, the best player in basketball. This is Magic Johnson saying this. But he said... I ain't never seen that like this. Like Rose said, I ain't never seen that like this. He said, he said, I ain't seen nothing like him. He said, I never seen nobody green like him. What you mean green? Everything will go.
Yo.
He can shoot from all over the course.
I swear to God.
And if you act stupid, it's dunk on you.
I know, yo.
Come on, bro. Come on, Devon, you play ball. Imagine nigga green all over the court. Everything you gotta play it, and he go back right. Dunk. That's different, bro.
That is different.
That's a different threat because you gotta we respect it.
Be on the lookout.
Go, everything go. Right. Mike, and he said, I'm not gonna shoot threes. The threes gonna make me channel. He said it's gonna make me stop playing my game.
We gotta leave though.
He said, you can easily try shooting that shit. He said it's 30 years ago.
Yo,
it's a sweet shot, bro. I'm not going to play. But I played tomorrow, bro. When tomorrow put on, I ain't know the ball, truly. He shoot that shit.
It's a separate channel. It's just a separate show.
Wow. I'm like,
what game
is he going for? Somebody would put on a quick step. You
see
stuff here, you go like this.
Say on live.
He's like, you turn around.
Niggas know.
Know what's going on.
It's called motherfucker, stick to the script.
That's different, bro.
That game was there.
The way y'all think it is,
bro.
Not everybody gets
that's
it.
The,
my boy's Rasheed
Wallace went
is.
Through that. He was a beast in the paint. So he was making some man Jay start going to paint. Mm. Weber was a beast in the paint. Stop making that Jay start going to paint. Everybody who had a paint game was making that Jay stop going in the paint.
The game started.
And we're Shaq did. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, give me three rings. Because nobody was in the paint no more.
Anybody heard any new music that came out this week?
Heard the baby shit, that shit.
Dirk shit.
Lil
just dropped.
Almost Hail came out. Kodak Black dropped the album called Pistols and Pearls.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I ain't heard that.
Moneybagg Yo got a new single. Diddy got a new single with City Girls and Fab. And the baby got this fire ass song with Offset. It's called Selling Crack.
You showed a video.
Baby's watching the video.
Yeah.
It's
You going hard.
Nino Brown.
Yeah.
New Jack City.
Both Nino Brown that
Oh, New Jack
yeah.
City vibes much, for the videos. He's supposed to be Nino, and Offset was supposed to be...
G-Money.
He was playing Nino,
Scotty.
Too.
He was supposed to be Scotty. Offset was Scotty.
Nah, but in New Jack City, the scene when he gave Pookie the turkey, that was Nino. So...
But that was Scott... Nina, if you look at the video,
yeah,
Scotty was right there.
He in the background.
Scotty right there.
The baby is in the background.
Right.
So he talking to Nina. He like Nino da da da. But Scotty was the one that was talking to.
Yeah, Scotty was right over his shoulder.
Yeah, and Nino was in the back. He like
had the fitted on. Had the black fitted on.
Right.
So I never really watched the movie. I only watched the movie like 2 times, 3 times.
You can run it back. Either the video or the movie.
The Godfather, I watched like hundreds of times. Like Menace Society. Black movies, I don't watch them like stuff. I know what it's about to be.
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood, I probably watched Boys in the Hood no more than 4 times.
Yeah.
What's the name of
this
one?
I caught myself watching Juice.
I caught myself watching Juice.
Yeah. I'm saying, we live through that real shit.
Yeah.
Like, we lived all that wild shit, bro.
Yo, those movies ain't do nothing.
They blame them black dudes. They better hold. We just ain't age. They blame them black dudes for that Central Park rape. They've been in Black Lives Matter. We was around for that. Natasha have. We was around for all that. We was around for that shit.
Bro, man. I done motherfucking lived through a whole lot of shit. You did that shit. That's bro. Why I, my motto is stick around. You might learn
when something. When you went to Lafayette back in the day, bro, that shit was gutter. When you went to Lafayette Sponge, that shit was gutter. They started changing that shit up, bro. That shit changed, bro. We crushed the cans. We put a little dirt in the cans, a little water, weigh the cans down, get that money. Do the fireworks. My little sister was a little. I take Ari with me. Ari.
Yeah,
Slim Thug.
I said earlier, the Rock little brother, the Stone.
Yeah. Look like Slim Thug.
That's the security.
And DJ Khaled got punked.
You a funky nigga. Yeah, gotta win back my junkies. I'm making music like I'm selling crap. Yeah, I'm in the club with that fire and dancing around like I'm chopping rent. Yeah, this nigga get out of line with his name. He gon' fuck me on top of his cap. I'm on
the baby is, yeah.
I'm gonna sit back and try to get a nap.
That nigga's like, out. Walking, talking, advertisement.
Yeah, by myself, I stay with my glasses.
Every video, every song.
Yeah, I'm gonna make the boys. Yeah, I remember the days
that like Ludacris.
That's what he's supposed to do.
He like Ludacris.
Feel like that, yo. It's a fucking skill. Hip hop has always motherfucking had pillars of motherfucking, you know what I mean? You can capitalize on one or you can capitalize on them all. Some of them know that they can do it all.
My fast forward to Offset part. I feel like he killed this shit.
Nigga, he's really the main part of the main. You know what I mean? Because. What are you talking about? John Morant? Da 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 da. You see here in the back on the phone.
Nino, what's up, baby? Dirty ass nigga. Them niggas popped your ass. And look at you now.
But nah, that wasn't Scotty talking, that was G Money talking to
him. Come on, man, you listen to that shit.
He was like, clean yourself up. That was G Money.
I'm the number one.
Everybody pooky, everybody pooky.
Yeah, that was G Money that was talking about. That wasn't Scotty.
But that nigga don't look like G Money in this. He look like Scott.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They did it their own way, but
they tried to map, you know what I mean? Not plagiarism, but put it on their own spin. That's how they did it with that other shit.
He pooped me. Yeah, I put it.
What Drama did. With the juice shit.
Man, shit disgusting.
They had to switch it up a little bit.
What's that verse of fire?
I'm sending pants to the knock off the rip. Don't watch shit. L1 with the big dope. Pop my shit. Double R with the kid. Pop. She ain't never been with a star, no pick. I'm serving a version. I'm watching my back, I'm observing. Chunk full of birdies is making me nervous. Louis V, this one version. This bitch bad, I curve her. Hop in the lemon, I speed. I call it the crawler, the grace of the bee. Get a bowl, let it go in the street. Get some more, let it grow like a seed. Cock of the poppet, I made me a profit. The plug is the socket, the wrist on aqua. Somebody get them, nobody can't stop it. Guarantee get back, somebody gon' pop them. Gotta win back my junkies. I'm making music like I'm selling crap. Yeah, I'm in the club with that fire and dancing around like I'm jumping around. Yeah, this nigga get out of line with his gang. You gon' fuck around, die with his camp. I'm on the 14-hour long flight overseas. I'ma sit back and try to get a nap.
Yeah, I'm gonna say y'all ready for that. Y'all ready for that Calm Style Fridays, man?
You let me know. You let me know.
I'm saying I'm ready, man.
Calm Style Friday. You loaded up? Are we loaded up? Are we loaded?
What beat you got?
Locked and loaded? You know I'm always loaded. I'm always loaded, nigga.
What's
going on?
Hilarious.
I thought I was rocking with 50 in the... Quiet
time,
nigga. Quiet time. What's going on? Look, yeah. Let niggas know we in here.
Howl.
Sleepy time, T.
Sleepy time, T.
So y'all let me know what y'all think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Pick your poison. What? Pick your poison. We in here. Experience in the world. Who does that?
So I'm gonna decide if y'all shout to this Kendrick beat.
Come on, yo. Come on, bro. What's up, y'all? I need y'all to tell me. Well, let us know.
Or
what beats? Y'all gotta put these in the comments. Let us know what beats y'all need to hear.
Or this one.
What y'all think y'all can hear him on? What y'all think he need to be spitting over? Right here. We right here. Who y'all think? What? Let's go. Calm style. It's the confident one. One. Don't remember. It's the confident one. One. Stick to the script. Sports channel coming.
All day. Got all the good picks. Everything lined up.
All the comments. Comment tape. Trying to tell you. Y'all ain't ready. Big brother, you know.
I want to know the good shit.
Sleepy time tea.
The first beat you played is dope, but I want to hear you on the second one.
You already know what it is.
Which one?
Always, all day, every day.
The second one.
We come with new shit all the time.
That's what you was playing, right?
Huh?
The fucking the stepper beat, right?
Let's go.
What, this one?
The second one.
Rich Spirit.
No,
the one before that.
Confident.
Purple Hearts. This one's the heart.
Let's get some up tempo.
Let's go.
keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Bro, make sure you grab that.
You remember.
Because I need it.
Just want me to hold the phone.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta just hit play on that.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, Calm Style Fridays. You already know it's your boy, the confident one. Just hit play on that. Yeah, Calm Style Friday shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Block Tom. Group over destruction, you feel me? Confident one. Look. I came from the heart of the ghetto, the heart of the slum. But some people make it be rich, some people is bum. And some people make it rich and get to the sum. But this is something that you see every day. So much death and desperation around your back. Trying to watch yourself when you across the tracks. Not trying to get ran over by trains. Just trying to make sure that people feel your pain. If you make it big, you want to stay. But if you lose your mind, then you insane. It's a different everyday type of struggle when you out there trying to motivate and you trying to hustle. When you getting from the ground who came out of the bottom, main spawn on the bottom, try to create ways to slalom. And when you try to create it, make it a problem, they turn into an equation. They definitely taking away it. They'll play around like a game on PlayStation. But this is not handheld. Y'all niggas want to stand now to the earth that you can stand now. Looking to heaven and hoping that this is not hell. Trying to make it out of life, we call a traffic jam. Trying to make it out to be an artist, have a plan. Trying to make sure that your family, they'll see you run. Trying to make sure that you always shine like the one. Shine like the sun. And when it turns to nighttime, you'll turn into the moon. They want to see you labeled as a goon. They don't want to see you level up and making room. They don't want to see you standing up inside them rooms. They'd rather see you put in a tomb into your doom. For me, I'd rather constantly keep the bread flowing. Cause I'm a nigga that spit it, nigga, but still knowing. And I'm a nigga that's educated myself. So I could help out my family and I could get them the help. And I could get them the need, the drive and initiative. But when you broken down to the point where you don't want to live, the point where you don't want to ride, the point you don't want to get. You feeling like your wins, then you feeling in a lit. You feeling like you caught up mentally inside of bliss. You feeling like you hoping that you get about the shit. Could get about your struggles, could get about your house, could get about your ghetto, to get about your block, to get about your strip, to get about your city. Cause niggas don't care, man, ain't never have a pity. When everybody's struggling, trying niggas survive, them niggas swarming them live and working your 9 to 5. They working you all your life, they trying to drain out your spirit. And when you pull up a symbol, they probably won't clear it. And when you speaking your truth, most people won't hear it. But that's the reason why them niggas, they usually fear it. Cause they see and they seek them, they're down for the known, it's bad for the wrong, this thing, when it's down for the zone, like. I'ma keep on rhyming, keep on language and spanks off for the timing. Making sure that you understand that my heart is put inside of my music and I'm not gonna start. I'm never going to stun to put it up on the chart. Even if the niggas never get the recognition, I'ma be the nigga that is steady, that be spinning and looking the microphone. The definition of winning, the definition of pimping, controlling the manufacturing. The makers home with a latching. I'm cool inside of my faction, divided slice like a fraction. Huh? Y'all niggas never had me, man, you probably never will. Listen to the beat and the flow will give them chills. Cause I'm the nigga that will hustle for the bills. Making sure my mama, I don't even have to work. Making sure my family don't have to extinguish the word. This nigga saying when it works and they can say when it first. They don't pay me my work, so I'm definitely claiming it first. Yeah, from the 15th up to the 1st. Social security number through your birth. They ain't even the staff for the record. You was even on the special, establish a record. They put you inside of the ground for you establish a record. Or give you 9 to send to prison, establish the record. I mean, criminally and turn you to a felon. Cause they don't want to see you at the top. And they don't want to give you all your knowledge. Cause then they have to give you all your props. Decimation, but they ain't give you all them reparation. You feeling like you got it, but you in a different nation. You feeling like your family surrounded, they don't know their history. And this is to the point that you can't even sit and get with me. I'm spinning into the feeling, spinning inside my heart. The type you feeling, you type to know that you stand a lot. You trying to sound like an actor, but when you play the part, you feeling like two of everything, like it's Noah's Ark.
when I'm talking to the animals, dripping and whipping and show them understandable. They don't know my flow and my heart is understandable, cause I'm going on the mic and spinning as the mandible. Backhand slapped it right across of your mandible. And if you understand it, and then them niggas demand of you, they don't wanna see you live like a king. They'd rather see you whip the control to stay for this thing, establish the board, establish the scene, try to make it look all crispy and clean, turn donuts into crispy of creams. Y'all niggas with you step at the seams. Even if you stitch together, you'll get broke at the seams. And even if you stitch together, you'll get broke at the seams. And if they break you down, then you will not reach for your dreams. And they don't wanna see you be a Black Panther, a king, maybe a ruler. Speaking of this man for the moon, something like the king and the ruler came from Zamunda. Niggas saying that set them the line, but you spam with your rumor. Niggas said they quick for a line, but they'll go for a rumor. And it's hurting deep in your heart like it's forming a tumor. Like, I promise I'ma do it till I die. Spoken on the spitter like Tupac mixed with the B.I. Minutes when I left out, this minutes when you left out. Defending like the greatest in the ghost, man, the best fly. Like them birds and them doves, huh? And it's expressed through the love, yeah. And it's expressed through your trust, it's expressed through your soul, it's expressing for us. Cause I'm just expressing for my people, till we get to the point and higher than the steeple. Cause they ain't never gonna respect us as an equal, so we gotta take what we want and do what we got. Even if you are the seed, get planning the plot. Trying to start from a dollar, get wrapped in a knot. People will just caught in a line, but they left for a plot. People wanna execute you, neck you right off your spot. Like, I'ma keep running. Nigga, I'ma get it. Even if I'm turning, I'm flipping in on a pivot. Started with a dollar and turned it in a couple digits. Them niggas silence and rig a roll of a cricket. But I'm the type of nigga that spit it because I live it. Them niggas don't really get it. Them niggas not really with it.
You already know. Next up. Confident.
Hold on. One second.
Do remember. Come on, stop Fridays, y'all.
You know the vibes. Shout out Kami, you know what I mean? It's some conscious shit, but it got a little bounce to it, look.
Bounce.
I said, a lot of people won't like me, cause I ain't got no felony, but like Rakim, I hope they check out my melody, check out my persona, definitely one of my honor, slicing it through the beat and click a quarter in the sauna, cause I'm a samurai, standing on my stands, even if they had a chance, like the devil when he dance, with no plans, with you bands, with you plan, getting seated like some plans, when I'm trying to get a chance, raising the gutter, nigga, raising the slum, took apart the bread, broke it down into the crumb, they ain't wanna see me having it or having none, so every day like Jesse Owens, baby, I'ma run. Going like I'm a globalist, man, cause I'm a globalist. Write it, some on the globalist. Get your quest, what you know, and doubling up in the post when it's cooking, it's when I'm loafing this. Making some on the loafing this. Double, I got some hope in it. Then until I get a bread and double, then I'm loafing it. This was some of shit, they said that it was roofing it. Man, it's when I'm loafing it. Establish my growth in it. Feeling like the goat when I establish my hope in it. Thing like a butterfly, flow like a bee. They can't rap it and kick it and spit it like young me. This niggas don't long lead. I turn in the Ali. I'm slicing down in the beat and roll up my broccoli. Flex across the board and sick with the fly me. Knocked across the puck and switch it like hockey. Play my position a giant like Shockey. Then I turn into a saint. Got that money in the bank. Even if I go hard, I'ma rip across the paint. Niggas, they don't understand cause they really what they ain't. Saying if they really what they ain't, then they doing what they shouldn't, and they wanting what they can't get. Spit, niggas won't lit. Illegitimate, still a pit of lyricists. Get them on a spin of my niggas, I'm in the list. Some niggas are on them list, I'm killing up every list. Them niggas ain't never heard of me, probably never heard of me. And if I go to another town, they try to hurt of me. Niggas want a word of me, niggas want a word of me, niggas want a word of me. Barely get the urge to be. Get up on them, I didn't kill it, never what urgency. This is one of word of me, this niggas what you word of me. Double in the person me. It doubles in a person me, you getting what you heard from me. And I'm a nigga that'll rap all day, I'll rap all night, cause I do it for my life. This ain't no type of fear, this nigga someone of light. I'm trying to bring to the light the lady in with my life like Mike. Yeah, y'all niggas been this home like that. Going to the floor to get your life vest, hoping you don't drown. You try to be the king while I'm going for the crown. I'm going for the throne, bitch, I'm going for my own. Trying to buy my mom's a crib, trying to buy my pops a home. And them sticks and stones that you could throw at my bone. Them niggas will get shot and niggas sent to their home like, go, bitch, I've been on that. And I've been on time, and I've been on cash. Cause I've been on that, and I've been on stats. And it been all added, I mean it been all math. And even if you subtract it, maybe if you divide, I'm sitting up in the whip, and then I'm picking the slide. And it's a zip in the ride, and bitch, you slipping the ride. If you feeling like you going, take a trip for a ride. Now, G-O, means the flow. Peace to my Hooli and my bro, G-O. Game over, yeah, you already know. This be that Hooli Nation on that Guap Time show. Y'all already know, but that boy got flow. They cast conf, what that boy don't know. Every week he come up and cook like he a chef. And bankers on him the left and show him that I'm the best. And bankers on him the blessed. And bullets go through the vest. And niggas, I'm on the blessed. flesh, but quick to go for the flex. I go for the more, not worry about the less. And I'ma pull up in the bubble, I'll X. And if it's a limo, it gotta be a stretch. Cause I'm creme de la creme, the best of the best. Yeah, put me up there with the vets, cause them other niggas next. Now bitch, just cut the check. Cause I'm always on go, and I always got style, and I've been had flow. Because I'm always on go, and I've been had style, and I've been had flow. Yeah, them niggas act like they don't know. When that boy get on, I'm like, that boy gon' go. Yeah, they said that boy on go, and they got a lot of style, and they got a lot of flow, like.
Don't die back there, nigga. Ain't no more smoke.
It's the confident. One.
Back there dying too.
Confident. No matter what mishaps you encounter, triple 947 to get.
Do remember.
Hilarious.
It's the confident what?
The name's Mirage.
I hope y'all do know, man. We do this every Friday.
Yeah, we do this every Friday.
It's the confident
one. I just hope that you put hope in me. I hope that you see the goat in me. I hope sometimes you know I'm steadily working. Yeah, ain't chasing strippers in the club, they twerking. Nah, I'd rather split into investments to make sure that my family good and fuck time for the flexing. Cause remember days that I was down broken and I wasn't flexing. And I remember days when I won't be in intersections stressing. How about I'ma get a dollar just to get a meal? Now I'm trying to calculate the figures for a deal. The shit is really real, I ain't get that mass appeal. I ain't rap about no drugs or no niggas trying to kill. I just rapped about them niggas, them guards that's trying to build. Them slaves that was raised and praised out in them fields. And if you gonna blaze, it stays in what you sell. I blaze like I yearn and turned into a shield, I'm real. And then I wear my heart on my sleeve. I wear my back against the jungle when I face enemies. I'm not prepared for anything that could be right in front of me. Cause if you are my friend, then you will only want for me the shit you want for self, meaning that you need the health. Even if you ride for me, I double D until your death. And so make some time your love, and to ride protect your health. Cause that will be your wealth when you're protecting yourself. Your eyes is on your money, baby, keep kissing your goals. Never sell your dignity, never sell your soul. They just wanna see you in a cage and in a hole. Turned up your bread to the point it starts to mold. They wanna see you fall, they want to see you the mold. They don't wanna see you on go and get into that mold. Or get into that bag where you actually get your cash. Feel like you done ran them laps and you got the gift of gab. It's a swag that I'd inherited and since my birth. I get on type the mic and then I gotta show my worth. I get on type the mic and then I gotta show the bars. I started in a hoodie, I'ma have a newer car. I had to have the house and if the niggas on the garage. Get the cools for them, put the owners in garage. Niggas want you blessing, double what you flexing. Acknowledge your worth and recollect your lessons. Like, I know that you think that I might stop, but I'm on go, and like a bottle, I'ma pop. Yeah, cause like a bottle, baby, I'ma pop. Feeling like it's always an overloaded and never stop. We gon' get the guap, cause we got the time. We gon' come on every Friday, take over your mind. Take over your flow, take over your time. Take over the mic, take over and prom. Cause I'm an optimist, but I'm still optimistic. Remember days when we was down, broken, have a pot to piss it. Now niggas steady wishing, pushing forward with a vision. Hope they see the nigga hope, hope they peeping my ambition. They know that boy gifted, but they might give it up. But I'ma keep on running until the rip is tough. Cause I done ran through them, and I done ran numerous races. Time to double up, get the green faces. I know that you thinking that I might stop, but I'm on going like bottles I might pop. On the microphone, I'ma bring it home. It's calm style Fridays and I'ma be in my zone. They're telling me to come close, but they still are far. And when they come to me, I'm way ahead with bars. They say it's over, saw a two-car garage. Maybe a picket fence, I leave it in suspense. Calm style Fridays. It's your boy, the confident one. Then I got one more for y'all, though. You already know. Yeah. Uh-huh.
One. Do remember, we do this every Friday, y'all. Every Friday.
Every Friday. Yeah.
This ain't a motherfucking regular Friday, y'all. It's a car style Friday.
Yeah, man. We in a good mood, you know. It's a good Friday.
Look, we giving y'all extras right now. Pick me. We don't regularly do this right here. Oh, pick me. This ain't regular. This ain't a regular Friday.
At all.
Do remember, shit.
I mean,
pop out if y'all popping out. It's only right. It's Memorial Day weekend.
If I'ma stay in that bag, I gotta stay only in that bag. You feel what I'm saying?
It's Memorial Day weekend, y'all.
Yeah.
Feel the vibe.
Yeah.
See y'all outside.
Look. Say. And then who about got the most strength for do the most rep? Get up in the booth and I turn in the most death. My show on my bow flex, I show on the bow flex. I'm changing the weight on the flow, it's like a bow flex. No stretches, niggas no blesses. Pull up in them days and double for yo lessons. Remember all them days we was down broke, we was stressing. Think to them days and niggas when now we flexing. Pull up on the avenue, that thing with a bag of two. Mix up into lavender and double what you lavender. Just make us what you lavender, what make us what you had to do. Thinking about your times of punishments and what you had to do. When you was put inside the box and tried to hit the block. When you ain't had no fresh sneakers, had no fresh socks. And you just wanna pull up and be the cleanest. Bangin' some on the meaning, but your style was demeaning. Like, if you ain't have it, then you had to go get it. You niggas had in the hustle and flowing your ambition. And you niggas, they running on that mission. Cause they already know the type of shit that I'm timing. I'm making someone alarm and I'm acting rip with the line. And I stitch it down to the line and then quickly pop up reminding like, I'm on your TV, I hope you need me. I'm giving them three wishes like a genie, but they ain't need me. Swing so I'm easy, life ain't easy. Shit was all greasy. You had to be Tupac to learn it from a fiendy. Couldn't be too but pain learning from a fiendy. Niggas wanna lean me, niggas wanna do leany. Bitches wanna do leany, like I'm on a leany. I'm grilling, turning the and I burn it like a panini. Them niggas, I'm on a mini. Them niggas, I'm on a leady. They noodle cook like a ziti. Them niggas, I'm on a leady. They told me that I was greedy, but they ain't understand. Cause I was doing for myself to split it amongst my fan. And if it ever was in the gym, or just to play for the plan. Something like Peter Pan when you stuck for a flight. Niggas acting out of line when you roll like dice. A head crack, less that. Them niggas, I'm left that. Them niggas, I'm left that. From Jersey to left rack, like. It's really, really real up in the battlefield. Cause any day could lose your life and could be killed. It's really, really real up in the battlefield. So I just dabble to my battleship. Making someone on battle, then making someone on battle. Then quicker, someone on battle. They sicker up than your average. Sicker than your average is the kid that was king. Got the cabbage out the patties, bitch. Now I want to, and I want to, and I want to show you. It's Comp Style. Comp Style Fridays. It's your boy, the confident one. The Guap Times. Presents Chestnut Checkers, nigga. It's really real in the battlefield. Yeah. Peace.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams. For your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products, go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.